sure that we are recording this, and they're going to love that part. And I am going to turn it over to my lovely wife.
Hi, guys.
Yay!
Thank you all so much for taking time out of your busy, busy schedules to come on the women's retreat. We had a wonderful time. God really showed up and met a lot of us there. And I'm going to have at least two people, and if God puts it on your heart for more, to come up and speak and share what God did for them. Susan?
Father Scott, thank you for telling them to record, because you just made my nervous meter go way high.
She is just kidding. It's not being recorded.
Okay, all right, good.
It will not be on the internet in the future for all the world to hear.
All right, so yeah, you get me in a room of more than three people and I am shut quiet, but God laid it on my heart that I needed to relate some things. I wanted to thank Courtney and Vicki, but I guess they're not here. I don't see them, but they were just so open and vulnerable, sharing so much of their experiences, and I just really appreciated that. Courtney in particular, I could relate to on so many levels, similar experiences. She basically got saved in the church that my husband and I got married in. We were baptized in the lake behind that church. At the time, it was Bethesda Temple. The building that she got saved in wasn't there when he and I got married. But we were a part of the soldiers, if you will, for the building fund on that building. And so that was just such a neat thing for me to see things that have happened. Then I was also in the choir in that very building that she got saved in for a number of years. One other thing she shared that I really related to, and for anybody that is here that has had problems in the past with miscarriages, I've had two of them. She shared how she was able to see her son in heaven. I did too. I also heard my daughter that I miscarried. Never saw her, I heard her. I know their names, I know they're up there, and I cannot wait to see them. And as far as one other thing, she and her mother both shared, is being open to prayers out in public, to share your light. If you see somebody that's struggling, even if you don't, God will prick your heart. He's given me names of people I've never met. I'll just stop what I'm doing. I'll pray. This past week, it was for somebody named Brosnan. I don't know who Brosnan is. Sometimes I see a face, sometimes I don't. I know that person needs prayer. She had a similar experience. On the other side of that, I have prayed out in public with a little old lady one time. I hear stories of this, people go into Publix. It seems like Publix is a big place for receiving prayer. I've never had it happen in Publix. For me, it was Food Lion down on Merrill Road. first time it happened to me, I saw this little old lady, sweet little old lady, looked like she was struggling, finding her groceries. And I just asked her, do you need some help? She was, you know, looked like she was kind of lost. So we did. I helped her shop all through the aisles, and I prayed with her at the end. And this was when James was like 11, 12, something like that. And it really, I mean, it wasn't anything to me. I just held hands in the aisle there, prayed with her. And James was like floored. He's like, I didn't know you could do that outside of church. I mean, we prayed in the house, but he thought it had to be someplace safe. On the other side of that, I've also been on the receiving end a number of years later. I was in that same Publix, and a man approached me, and she said how you kind of get to have a little story to talk to somebody, make up a conversation. So it just seemed odd, this man approaching me. But he said, I have a word for your husband. And I didn't know this person. You never know who's out there. So I took it with a grain of salt at the beginning. And he gave me the most beautiful word for my husband, who wasn't there shopping with me. Less than a week later, my husband and I went through the strongest, toughest time ever in our marriage. I told my husband about it, you know, as soon as I got home from the grocery store. You know, this man had the weird word for me, and I laid it out for him. I didn't know what was going on in his head. I had no idea. But God was preparing us. We went through a separation, but thank God, through Father David's help, he brought us together again.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
So that's what I got out of that. It's just so many things. I'm just overflowing. I did want to, she also said about dreams. We have dreams that we need to share. And so my dream, what she was talking about, is having your dreams squelched. As a young child, I loved working, or loved animals. I still do. Any kind of animals, doesn't matter, fuzzy animals, it could be reptiles, even snakes. I don't want to touch them, but I like them. Bugs even. I used to capture bugs when the kids were small. I'd catch them in the house. I wouldn't just kill them. I'd catch them and have them look at it and see, you know, that's God creation, you know. So just appreciate their beauty, and then I'd let them go. But so my dream, she told us to share before the weekend is out, so it's still the weekend, to work with, to somehow use this desire to work with animals and to help people be healed and delivered from things. So I'm thinking small kittens, if you take them into a hospice place or nursing homes or something where they can't have animals, if you just hold them, maybe they'd be okay with that, and you could pray for people. They'd be more open and vulnerable to that. So I'm just putting that out there so everybody keeps me accountable.
Kathy's going to come up and share a little too.
I was voluntold.
Yeah. Voluntold.
God showed up, and I think every single person that was there, God met us right at our place of need. What he did for me is probably totally different than what he did for somebody else. But what, and I will tell you, I went in having been on vacation and away from the church for 3 weeks. I felt disconnected. A little annoyed, honestly, that I just felt in the dark. I'm not usually one that's in the dark. I usually know what's going on. I felt totally like floating in the sea. Father David's going, ha ha. But I didn't really go with a bad attitude. I just kind of didn't go with expectations because I knew what was going to happen. I just went. And God did a work in my heart, but I think he did a work in a lot of us about the restoration of dreams. And not just individual dreams, but I think we have a corporate dream. And I think that God has, I think we've kind of been floating along as a church, no offense to the callers, but I think we've been floating along because of losing sight of the vision that God gave us. And we are a teaching church, we're that, but we're called to be a healing center. We're called to be a worship center. We're called to be a mission center. We're called to be a lot of those things. And some of those things we've just put over here in a basket and not necessarily passionately pursued those things. And Courtney's story is not an easy story. Our story has not been pretty. It's not been easy. But you know what? God is faithful. What is that? He's faithful and true. And if he's called you to do something, please, in the name of the Lord, do it. It may seem totally crazy. Courtney, as an 18-year-old, starting a worship arts center with no money, was crazy. And she had 10 years. And then God said, lay it down. It was successful. Hello, that's crazy. But God had other things. Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean you don't pick it up and run with it. God is asking us to be so much more than we think we are. So much more. God gave me a dream, not a dream, a vision of something that I'm supposed to do. Many of you will be involved in that. It's way bigger than I can possibly comprehend, and certainly way bigger than I can accomplish. And a year ago, the enemy tried to destroy me. And God has said, okay, that phase of your life is over. Yes. Do I still have tears in my shoulder, in my ligaments? Yes. But you know what? That phase of my life is over. We're going forward. Yes. And you'll be a part of it, and you'll be a part of it, and many of you will be a part of that. It's a mission field, y'all. Wherever you are, if it's Publix or Food Lion, which we don't have anymore, but or the gas station or your school or your workplace, you don't have to preach the gospel to preach the gospel. People watch you. They see how you respond to that horse's patoot. You know, do you have a meltdown? Sometimes. But you just repent and you go on. It's under the blood and you go on. Do I miss it? Did Courtney miss it with the woman in the purple shirt? And only the women that were there will know that. Yes, she missed it over and over and over. And God kept putting that person in front of her till she walked to the place of obedience. And it radically changed that woman's life. God wants to radically change our lives to where if he says, turn left, you don't have to understand it, but turn left. He wants to have us that tuned to his voice and be so willing to be obedient to whatever it is he tells you. Not most people have an international ministry, but you might have a Publix ministry. You might have a gas station ministry. You might have a walk down the sidewalk in this neighborhood ministry. I don't know what God's telling you, but I do know it's be obedient. Be obedient. You don't have to understand how it's going to happen. You don't have to understand step Z. You just be obedient to step A, and then B, and then C. And he'll lead you to Z. And it's worth it. It's worth everything you lay down. because he gives greater gifts than we can ever imagine.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Is there any other woman that wants to come up and speak?
I have a short one.
Okay.
Okay. I fought going. I did not want to go. I really, really, this is the first time at a women's retreat. I absolutely didn't want to go. I'm glad I did. I finally said yes and I went. And I'm glad. And those who didn't go, who were afraid to go and had excuses, blah, 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 y'all missed out. And I'm sorry for y'all. But we are here to pray for you. You are not excluded. Do not feel like you're left out, okay? And we love you all who could not go. You hear me? Y'all who did not go, we love you.
Oh, I'm good. I can handle it. I'm a big girl. I got voluntold too, but it's okay. First of all, I'm really grateful to have had the opportunity to have had family that would take care of my children. And I'm going to cry. That's why I didn't want to do this. For me coming in, I've just been in a place of over, over a year of just, I like what you said, putting things in a basket. God sort of was in a basket for me. Still there, still believe, still doing our thing at home. Just not feeling like we fit in a church or with other people where we live. And feeling lost in a way. And so many of the things that were spoken about really hit me hard this weekend and kind of reminded me that it doesn't matter where I am. God is still in me and he still wants to use me. Amen. Especially where I live. It wasn't necessarily what she talked about. When she was talking about identity, she was talking about relationships. And it opened something for me that ended up getting dealt with last night. Just kind of like was brewing all weekend. And it gave me a desire to want to have relationships, especially one in particular that is broken. And I really don't have a desire to mend it. I didn't have a desire to mend it. It's a very important relationship, but I wanted to be respectful to it, and I wanted to honor that person and do the things that I'm supposed to do. But I have a desire to want to mend it. I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what that means. I still have walls up and guards, but I walked away happy. So, and the other is about dreams and how I feel like I'm in a place moving so much and, you know, living in different cities and going to different churches. I have a call to children's ministry, and it's really hard when you only live in one place for a year or a few months. Churches don't just accept you in. Hey, you can teach our children, you know. So I felt unused for a really, really long time. And I know that I have this inside of me. I've asked God to give me a different way if I can't be connected and can't be. So I'm really excited to see what happens. Amen.
Like I said, thank you guys so much for making time and being able to come on the retreat.